Hi, James.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
That's good. Look, I just wanted to quickly talk about something I don't think has been touched on much at all, and that is a few polls that came out right before the election themselves. Now, all of these polls clearly stated that everyone wanted Andrews as the Premier, but they also had support, majority support for East Westlink. I know the biggest poll that came out right before the election had clearly Andrews as Premier, but 60% support for East Westlink in that same poll.
Yeah.
So the thought is, did people actually believe Napthine and that, hey, these contracts could not be torn up no matter what? And people thought they'd have their cake and eat it too, and they'd have their preferred Premier, and they'd have the project they wanted. And now the realisation is that that's not going to happen.
Well, James, I understand what you're saying. And in fact, Liberal Party's own polling indicated 57% of people supported the East Link, East-West Link. That's why they still sort of stuck with it. But the problem is, unfortunately, it couldn't have been any clearer. You knew when you were voting for Labor that you were voting against the East-West Link. You've got no excuses, have you, really? You've got no excuses.
Well, look, I agree. I'm just wondering if people actually bought into what Napthine was saying and said, don't worry, these things can't be torn up. The link is going ahead.
That may well be the case, James, but the bottom line is it would be the most... I can't think of a bigger broken promise. If Daniel Andrews turned around and built the East-West Link, or started building the East-West Link, I could think of no greater broken promise, broken promise than that, surely.
The only thing that would allow him to do that would be if when this business case gets released, there is a clear statement that says in there, this thing has to be done. If the numbers actually do stack up, I think he does have a case to probably turn around. Otherwise, you're right.
I think it's pretty tenuous. I think he'd be in all sorts of trouble. He would be punished dramatically at the next election if he broke that big a promise, James.